Well, what should we make of the biggest news story of 2020 so far, the coronavirus? Or as it is officially now called, COVID-19. It's this. Humans can lose perspective even faster than they can jump to conclusions. 8,000 children die every day on this planet, every day from malnutrition. And 3,000 kids in America die every year from gun violence. But we haven't gotten excited about those very preventable deaths. In terms of the flu, just the ordinary, everyday, garden variety flu, in a typical season, just in the United States, 36,000 people, especially the very young and the very old, die from garden variety influenza. On a planet of almost 8 billion people, not even 3,000 have died from COVID-19. Now, we need to be smart. Of course we need to be smart. If you're sick, don't come to church. Don't go anywhere. Keep your germs at home. But let's find some perspective in this. Don't panic. But here's the irony. This panic about a new germ helps me make a point. We are all in this together, whether we like it or not. We happen to be sharing life on the planet in this moment in time, and we're all part of something larger than our individual lives. On the one hand, the only life we can actually live is our own. We make decisions, we adopt attitudes, take on habits and practices that shape the nature of our existence. And at the same time, almost everything we think, say, and do is going to affect someone else, immediately or eventually. In describing us as members of one body, different but connected, Paul helps us see that we are both supported by and responsible to many, many, many others. The great focus of Lent, the invitation we are given to observe a holy Lent, is to be intentional about how we live in the body, our personal body, our physical selves, as members of the human family with whom we are all connected, and specifically for us as members of the body of Christ. This Lent at the Church of the Good Shepherd, we are focusing on life, life now, and the signs of life that we share with each other in community, and on why church matters. The importance of gathering together in community to hear God's word, to share the sacraments, to help each other find ways to live intentionally, ways that aligned us with the kind of life that Jesus lived, that care for the lives of those around us, that care for ourselves, that care for the lives of those who are coming after us, maybe a very long time after us. Now, you should all have one of these handouts. You all have one of these handouts? Okay, don't open it yet. I see you cheating. Okay, let's stay on the front. So this Lenten focus comes from our friends at the Society of St. John the Evangelist. That's an Episcopal monastery and brotherhood in Massachusetts. And we've used their things before. And this year, they are joining with Virginia Theological Seminary, an Episcopal seminary. So this is a solidly Episcopal thing that matters to you. And it's about the signs of life and why church matters. And they have put a lot of work into this, and there's a ton of resources. So open it up, please, to the black page. And, or maybe it's purple. I guess it's purple. It is Lent. And this has all of the resources. There are videos. There are readers. There are daily practice guides. There are small group resources that you don't need a small group to use. I know, because I've used it, and nothing happened. They have a lot of podcasts. And so these are things that you can do if you have a computer or an iPad. You can do these on your own, simple. If you don't have one, come to the church. We'll find you a computer to use. And it's a way of really entering into and hearing many different voices talk about these disciplines of Lent and these signs of life. But signs of life wasn't enough. They also managed to get involved. Our presiding bishops way of love. So on this other side of the page is that sort of cross with a red, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the sexagon on it. And that's the way of love that Michael Curry's been talking about since he was became our presiding bishop in 2016. And the way of love is living a Jesus-centered life. What are the practices we have to use for a Jesus-centered life? The good, now this could be overwhelming to think about how you might go about doing this, but they're really smart people, and so they've made it easy for us, and they've given us the middle, which is a calendar. So along the side are the five themes for the signs of light, and that's on the up and down the vertical axis, and that's light, water, food, shelter, and community. And so each of our Sundays, we'll be focusing on one of those signs of life in the five Sundays in Lent, which are feast days, not fast days. And then across the top, you see the ways of love. And each one of the ways of love, you have worship, that's a practice, prayer, learn, turn, bless, go, and rest. Resting is a very important part of the way of love because when we're exhausted, we're not worth as much. Ask me how I know that. So it's sort of a matrix. So let's go from food on the third week down and all the way over to bless on the 19th of March. You see that? I gave them to you. I put them on your chair. So it's share your blessings, buy a meal for a hungry person, or make a donation to a food bank. So what I suggest you do on the 19th of March is go to Publix or Sprouts or the wherever it is you go and buy things that you bring to church with you on Sunday, because guess what Sunday the next Sunday is? It's Bagzilla. How cool is that? And let's look at community and pray. Okay, so that'd be the 30th of March. It says, read the prayer attributed to St. Francis, the Book of Common Prayer 833. Sit silently, invite God to speak through this reading. Now, you may say, well, what's a prayer of St. Francis? I don't have a Book of Common Prayer, but you know this prayer. It's the prayer that begins, Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. If you really sat with that prayer and resolved to live it, if we all did that, if all 8 billion of us did that, the world would be changed in a week, maybe less. So this is a resource that I'm giving you. If you lose it, we have more. Now, besides the calendar that I've given you, I also encourage you to take your bulletins home. Because in that bulletin are the readings and prayers, the title of these Lenten themes together, church and sacrament and body, in a rich and provocative source of Lenten focus. And the primary one is that litany of Lenten pilgrimage that we began the service with. As I've said for many years, the litany in the Ash Wednesday service in our Book of Common Prayer seems to be all about past and regret. And I don't know about you, but I can't undo one thing in my past. Not even God works backwards. We have only the future to work with. And so when we look at our past and what we've done wrong, what are we going to mostly feel? We're going to feel bad. If we spend 40 days thinking about how awful we've been, and the simple rule of life is that we get more of what we pay attention to, that at the end of 40 days of feeling bad about ourselves, we're going to feel awful. If we spend 40 days while focusing on the signs of life and on the ways of love and how to live like Jesus, by the end of 40 days, I think we're going to feel something very different. I think we'll feel very alive in Christ. So we've rephrased in our litany, we've rephrased it so that if it emphasizes that to repent doesn't mean to feel bad. Repent literally means to turn. To turn and change the way you think, change the way you live. Turn and go away, a new way. To go the way of love, the way of life, the way of Jesus. So you might pick one of the petitions in the litany of Lenten pilgrimage to work on for a day, for a week, all of Lent, to bring you closer to being of one heart and one mind in Christ. Now, to do this, to be this intentional in this practice, we have to use something very important. Do you know what it is? We have to use our being. Does anyone know what a being is? Your brain, your head, your brain. Yeah, right. So we need to use our beings. I'm also someone who doesn't eat anything that has feet. So I like the kind of beans that grows on plants, too. Beans are a big source of protein for me. I love them. And one of my favorite dishes is bean soup with lots and lots of different kinds of beans. So during Lent this year, week by week, we're going to ask you to take some beans and one for each day of the upcoming week. So how many would you get before Sunday? Wednesday, because you still have time. Going to church counts. And Thursday, right, four beans. So I'm going to ask you to take four beans. So if you'll start taking, you can just grab a handful. I've got plenty of beans. And what we're going to ask you to do is every day in the upcoming week, use your bean to remind you to do something thoughtful and intentional about your Jesus-centered journey of Lent. Each day that you do something, anything intentional to live and love like Jesus, anything to follow the calendar, the litany, anything that God's calling you to do, take the bean out of the not used pile and put it in a different place. And then bring the beans to church. And we're going to put them in a big jar, and we're going to have a different kind of bean every week. So when you bring your bean on Sunday, your black bean, you'll get a different kind of bean on Sunday, and you get to have seven beans on Sunday. Bring that back the next Sunday, and we'll give you another kind of bean. And what we're hoping is that we're going to fill that jar up, maybe even more than one jar. And if you miss a week or you run out of beans, you can use your own beans. That's how wonderful we are. You can use your own beans. There's only one thing I ask. Please use dried beans. Don't use canned beans. So then, on March 29th, we're going to take all of those beans, and we're going to make bean soup. We are going to make bean soup using the amount of beans that you've brought over the weeks. Now, here's the truth. We're not going to use those beans because I don't know where those beans have been. But we are going to weigh the beans, and we'll use that weight of beans to make bean soup. Now, if you all bring back 15 beans, what will the soup be mostly made of? Water. Okay? If you bring back pounds and pounds and pounds of beans, what will we have for the body of Christ? We'll have a feast and great soup. I mean, we could have like, you know, eight bean soup or something like that. And if we have some left over, we know what to do with it. We put it up in little containers. We put it in our freezer ministry, and we give it to people who are hungry, which is food, which is one of the weeks of our calendar. So as I said at the beginning, each person counts. We're all in this together. Don't be bringing just 15 beans. This Lent, use your being to explore the signs of life, to follow the way of love, and to prepare with joy for the Paschal feast.